You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
NFL Network analyst Kurt Warner in the previous segment, and I think he was pretty spot on about Shador in terms of taking a step back from the previous week. I think it'd be pretty hard not to take a step back off last week. I think what's interesting is just how much does this step back matter? Because I think when you factor in everything, I'm just hard pressed to bash Shador really at all, because it's like you made 7 or 8 plays in this game. I mean, without the other things going through for you, I don't know how much I can lay at your feet.
Yeah, and I disagree with Kurt's assessment of the idea that he was tentative. I didn't get that vibe from Shador in any stretch of it. Like, I don't know, maybe you had that vibe as well, but like he was still taking shots. Like, the multiple shots to Isaiah Bond tells me that he wasn't tentative. We watched him be tentative. Okay, he had that missed opportunity in the first drive, missed Jerry Jeudy a couple weeks ago in the 49ers game, and then he just kind of reeled himself back in. That wasn't the case really yesterday. Like, he was still taking shots.
No, and actually, I'm surprised I haven't brought this up. I thought Dennis Allen did an incredible job yesterday, the Bears defensive coordinator, of mixing up the post-snap reads, which I think, like, there were a couple times where I think Shador was maybe more likely to make a play, but maybe some of that stuff, it didn't fluster him.
Usually that's not his design either, which is interesting because, like Robert Saleh likes to do that. You mix up the pre for what it is for the post. Yes. But that was not Dennis Allen in what he typically does. He was doing it yesterday. That's not typically what he does. And so the expectation going into yesterday was he was basically going to present you everything and then you hit the easy spots and go. And really, if you pay enough attention to the Bears, they'll let you go 20-20. I thought the challenge was going to be in the red zone, and Dennis Allen did a really good job. He made it very difficult.
And I think, again, like, I think Dennis Allen treated Shador like you treat a rookie quarterback, which is try and confuse them and just slow them down a half step. And I think he had success with that. I agree with you, though. I don't think that's him being tentative. But I do think there's something, and I saw it in the response here. Response to Shador's game yesterday on social media, which was people talking about the turnovers. And the first pick was really bad. The last pick was just, I don't really know how much stock to put into that. If he had just put a little more air under it, it's a really nice play by him. I'm okay with him trying to make that play. So if we're ranking the three turnovers, mm-hmm. The first one's really the only one I have like a massive problem with. But to me, this is proof that everyone is drinking the Stefanski Kool-Aid, because Stefanski, after last year, instead of taking his ownership of the failure of last year, instead of taking the fact that, quite frankly, it was divine intervention of the complete failure of the Deshaun Watson thing, where vibes were never lower. Instead of doing that, Kevin needed to assign a blame for last year's failure. And so he went so hard into the paint that turnovers are the great Satan of our time,
right,
that he neutered Joe Flacco into a check down Charlie, mm-hmm, and it took, 2 weeks in Cincinnati to get the real Joe Flacco back. I'm not saying that he did that with Dylan Gabriel, but it clearly, Dylan Gabriel was hesitant. I don't give a rat's ass about these turnovers to a certain degree. I understand interceptions are bad. I understand fumbles are bad. Guys, I care about points on the board. And Shador made plays yesterday to put points on the board. Hey, it didn't happen because Jerry Jeudy and, the media, and it didn't happen because Isaiah Bond didn't come back for the ball. But, I'm looking for a quarterback in this environment. Can you be making plays? Can you consistently make plays?
Take shots.
Shador did that yesterday.
Well, and one of the bigger gripes it felt like the broadcast had that he just kept going back to Harold Fannin Jr. And it's like, guys, did you watch the Lions game at all yesterday at all? The Lions-Rams game? Amon-Ra St. Brown had 9 catches in the first half for 130 yards. Sometimes these guys, you almost dare the other team to stop it. Maybe that was part of what Dennis Allen was trying to do, was he was just baiting him into, that's the third interception, was him trying to find Harold Fannin in a spot that it looked like Dennis Allen had been baiting him all day long to get to. And so the payoff is there 13 targets later. But if that's the biggest criticism you got, he's trying to find the guy that seems to be like he's open on every single play. That to me is not a criticism.
Yeah, and I just I said this early and I'll say it again. Some of yesterday's loss is on Shador. You turn the ball over and you turn the ball over without actually putting points on the board. He made the plays, but there weren't points on the board. Mm-hmm. So I'm cool with people go, well, one turnover. I'm still gonna, to me it was a 2 interception performance. I'm going to wipe the touchdown play that would be off it because I don't care about that play. It's a perfect throw. Jerry Jeudy has to catch that play. He's an NFL wide receiver. That's on Jerry Jeudy.
Right, it hit him in the chest.
But, okay, 2 interceptions, 0 touchdowns. So some of this is on Shador. I said earlier, I don't think he's the top 3 of my blame chart for yesterday. I don't even know it'd be top 5, quite frankly.
I don't even know that I want to go down the list to find out who the top 5 are before we get to Shador, for being honest about it. There's just a lot of bad.
One with a bullet is special teams.
Okay. And then we talked about coaching earlier, so I assume coaching's number 2.
Jerry Jeudy is number 3.
Okay. We're just going to go all the way through.
I will say, maybe this is part of...
The 7 players being injured is number 4?
I'll say this. I think that's fair, though. I don't care what the pass rush win rate says. If that stat doesn't match up to what your eyes tell you, the stat you can void that stat. The offensive line played as poorly as you could. They played like they had 4 backups or backups.
And you also have stats that are arguing against other stats too. Because for everyone that brings up the pass rush or win rate, I had to sound it out. I can turn around and then tell you how he had the second most pressures in. The first most in the NFL this week, and then the second most in back-to-back weeks. He's having pressure on himself. He is. But ultimately, ask yourself this. In start number 4, with 4 different backup offensive linemen starting, and the pass catchers being what they are, who could reasonably expect him to do anything in that game? That's what makes last week so remarkable, the fact that he was able to throw up 400 yards and was able to have that miraculous game. Those games aren't supposed to happen with this setup. They're just not. And I think we almost got away from that reality to a point where last week just fooled everybody into thinking that you should be able to overcome these things. This is not normal. What he did last week is not normal in any sort of way. It just isn't. You're not supposed to be what he was last week every single week when you have this setup. It's just not supposed to happen.
We keep having the conversation about what do you need out of Shador to carry him over into 2026 as the presumptive starter. I need to see him make plays. He did it yesterday. He didn't make enough to win, He made more plays than just about anybody else on this team. And he did so without a running game, an offensive line, a lead wide receiver who could catch, and a defense and special teams who were up to the task of what they were charged with yesterday. Is he playing hard? Like, is he playing inspired football? It doesn't matter what the stat line says. That kid never gave up. He hung in there. He was sticking in the pocket, which is what they've drilled into him that he should be doing. And do you have toughness? And I thought that kid, and it's funny, man, I tweeted out one of the plays and said, Shador's such a gamer, which to me is the compliment. You can be a great football player, you can be great this, but like there are great football players who aren't gamers. Just dudes who are sticking in a situation that is putting themselves at a bad disadvantage, and they're doing it for their team just to try and make plays. Shador did that. So it didn't look like the Titans.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Game. I'm not here to tell you it was a step forward. It sure wasn't. It was a step back.
Which, as we've talked about a million times, progress isn't going to be linear with rookie quarterbacks. That's not how this always works.
But like of the basic bare minimum stuff, because the next level is, are you scoring touchdowns? Are you winning games? But of the bare minimum stuff that I need to see more of Shador on, I saw it.
Well, and it's good, though, too. I like the idea that fans are elevating their expectations and elevating their demands and their wants. This is how this should go. I was thinking about this within the Raiders game. The Raiders game, he had that massive play to Isaiah Bond, and that was really the only impressive thing he did in that game. One other really nice throw to Harold Fannin, but like, that was really the only impressive thing he did in that Raiders game. But everyone was like, oh my God, this is it. He's making a big-time play, making some big-time throws. He had two massive big throws. I'll count it three. Throw Jerry Jeudy in there as well. And like we've become a little numb to it now at this point. It's almost we've gotten to the spot where we're discrediting the big time throws as if it's like doesn't count for some reason.
Well, but so I think it's fair to raise the bar, but I think the problem always seems to be in the NFL is how quickly you raise the
bar. And that
bar.
Might be part of the problem here is that we're raising it a little bit too quickly. Maybe we're expecting too much. I'll still go back to the idea. You have no run game right now, Nick.
Yeah.
Like, you have nothing. We talk about complementary football or being able to at least use the run to set up a pass or do anything like that, and it's just you have zero run game at the moment with these backup offensive linemen, and it's like it's an impossible task that it feels like he's put into, but I don't want to be the guy sounding like I'm just making excuses for him.
Well, no, but see, I think that's like we can do all of this. We can say Shador took a step back as opposed to the previous week. We can say that if that's the performance you get in the final four games, it's going to be tough to make the case to carry Shador over. And we can also say that's as bad. Like, people are saying, like, oh, well, you know, Dylan Gabriel was battling the same thing. Guys, that's the worst performance we've seen from the offensive line all year long. Mm-hmm. And it should be. There's Joel Bitonio in four guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hopeful for Luke Whipler. He's a sixth-round pick.
And then KT Levinston, who Coach Riz's response back on how did KT Levinston play was like, well, I like him a lot in the run game.
Yeah, we're very lucky he didn't get popped for, like, four holding penalties. I think they just stopped looking at him because they're like, let's not do this.
How about watching that game and you realized every penalty that popped up, it wasn't even like, is this on the Bears? It's like, oh, so what do the Browns do now?
Yeah.
What happened on this play? It's become nauseating. And the penalties and the lack of a run game has just killed any chance of these drives.
So you can say Shador didn't play well enough to win yesterday. You can say Shador took a step back. You can also say that's the worst we've seen the offensive line play. Jerry Jeudy snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. The defense wasn't up to snuff. The special teams is the worst I've seen since 1999 from this team, which is saying something. I mean, think about that, guys. The 15, 16, 17 Browns, none of which were trying to win. They had more salient special teams play than this, and all of this is true. But the one step that's too far is if you take it, well, I can't play. Okay, that's fine. You just don't want him to be the answer, or you just have never been open to him being the answer. That's, I think, where this all comes down.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.